The minhag Yisroel is that if day 31 falls out on Shabbos, we did not do a pidyon haben. Generally speaking, a pidyon haben is done on going to the Magad Avraham on day 31. Some say it's 29 days, 12 hours, and a bunch of kalakim. Let's just go with the simple, for simplicity, say we'll call it day 31. So if day 31 falls on Shabbos, the minhag is not to do pidyon haben on Shabbos. And it's clearly the minhag today. It's a discussion whether it was ever done on Shabbos. Some want to say it's since the Trumas Hadeshen. The Trumas Hadeshen was against doing it on Shabbos because he says you're dealing with, well, even if you're not dealing with money, you're dealing with Shabbat Kesef, but it's dealing to Mekak or Memka. You're dealing with business matters, and that shouldn't be done on Shabbos. However, the Mashal says, what do you mean? Let's do all the business part on Friday, and then we could do the Pidyon Haben on Shabbos. So what's the problem? And therefore, you don't have to, no money, the money's already there. There's nothing to do. So the Trumas Hadeshen doesn't like it. He says, well, you know why? Because according to the Trumas Hadeshen, he claims because you're going to lose out on the bracha. Why? He says you can't make the bracha on day 29 because it's not the mitzvah yet. And you can't make the bracha on Shabbos because there's no mice, you're not doing anything. However, then better to push it off day after Shabbos so now you can do it properly. With the bracha, he's always in other things also. You want to have the suda properly, it's good to have the coins here. So that's his taina on the marshal. So there's two assumptions of the Trumas Hadeshen, that you can't make a bracha before the Zman HaMitzvah, because that's the discussion comes up on Hanukkah Friday night. Normally we light candles at Seitz, or perhaps even Shkia, but we can't, on Shabbos we have to light early. How are we lighting Shabbos candles early? So presumably, because you can't light the candles on Shabbos, so the pashas one would think is that so you make the bracha now and light the candles, it's that the mitzvah is chal later on. Of course, you could argue this is the mitzvah of lighting. That's what you do for Shabbos every week. But Hanukkah candles, perhaps one could argue you're making the bracha now and the mitzvah is not later. Others want to say maybe perhaps the mitzvah is different. Hanukkah candles is the Rabbanah, and the rabbis knew you couldn't light on Shabbos, so this man is different. But if you go with the first approach, that first you're making a bracha and the mitzvah you don't get until later, so we see you can make a bracha because everyone makes a bracha. The question is what the lumdus is. So if you go with that argument that you're making the bracha and the maisa mitzvah, even though the kiyum isn't happening till later, it seems to be a machokas, the Rashba and the Rambam over there regarding Inyani Chanukah. But can you separate, could you do a mitzvah on the maisa even though the kiyum's happening later on? So that seems to be the issue by Hanukkah candles every Friday night. So if you argue by Hanukkah, you can, so maybe I can make the bracha also on Pidyon Haben early and make it later. Or perhaps maybe you could argue the other side, that who says that the bracha is going, so if you do the maisa on Friday, so then the kiyum is day 31 on Shabbos. So people claim you only can make a bracha on a maisa mitzvah. And that's why they quote Tosis 2 days in Tosis, but Tosis, whether you have to, if there's a light, a fire on before Shabbos, you have to blow it out and relight it. 2 days in Tosis seems to be whether the mitzvah, there has to be a maisa mitzvah of Shabbos as well. So many assume that you have to, you have to light the candles, you need a maisa. Like Rabbi Kiva Eger writes, others discuss, what happens if I put a mezuzah on someone else's door? It's clearly his mitzvah. But they claim I make the bracha. Why? Because the bracha is going on the maisa mitzvah and not the kiyam. So that's what the Trumas Hadeshen says, and therefore you can't make a bracha. If you argue, then no, that we see it is true, but let's say the case where someone forgets to light candles and it's after Shkia, so they can't light anymore. So the Shulchan Aruch, the post can bring down that B'Shas Hadchak, one could get a non-Jew to go ahead and light the candles for you. Because, and then you can make a bracha. So there's no ma'isa of a Gentile, so that's mashma, you can make a bracha even without a ma'isa mitzvah. So those are the different assumptions of the Trumas Hadeshin. That obviously you can't make the bracha before. So that's, we said, that could be a debate regarding what's the pshat in lighting Chanukah candles Erev Shabbos, why we make a bracha even though we're lighting them early. If it's a zman change, it wouldn't be a kasha. And the issue is that true, that we make a bracha only on the Maisa mitzvah, not the Kiyam, whether you'd be able to make it on Shabbos. What is true today, even if the old minig was, which is debatable, that it was done on Shabbos, the bottom line is b'zman hazeh, the minig Yisrael was not to do a pidyon haben when day 31 falls out on Shabbos, or when any other day falls out on Shabbos regarding Pidyon HaBen.